Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
There has been a massive growth in the prevalence of fireworks in Dublin in recent weeks after years of relative silence and a clampdown on illegal sales. Communities in some parts of the capital say that they have been plagued with continuous exploding fireworks for hours every night, with people living in fear of fire damage and injury. The government today launched a public awareness programme on fireworks, and later this evening Sinn Féin are to raise the issue in the Dáil. Fergal Keane has been speaking to people in one affected community. He joins me now. Fergal, it is true, isn't it? They ebb and flow every year, and it's just no telling which years are going to be the big years, but this is definitely one.
They are back with a firework, because for several years, for several weeks, Dublin, many parts of Dublin have had a nightly cacophony of explosions going on for several hours. And just last night, a youth received a serious hand injury in the Palmerstown area when a firework went off in his hand. Now, the huge... This huge number of fireworks comes at a time when it seems for about 5 years the prevalence of them had been dying out, because there were new penalties, fines of up to €10,000 and 5 years in prison for either buying or selling illegal fireworks. But they're again a real problem in several areas. And I went to Palmerstown today, where that 18-year-old youth was injured last night. I spoke to many local people there about the nightly fireworks. But first I met independent councillor Alan Hayes from Palmerstown. He told me about the extent of the problem there.
We're here on Glenallan Road in Palmerstown that backs onto some of the laneways and a big field, which is the nightly setting for what sounds like we're in the middle of a war zone.
This is a very settled area. It's a very mature estate.
Yeah, this is part... These houses are built around the 1950s. A lot of the people that live here are elderly. They have been here since the houses were built. It's very settled, but people are living terrified in their own homes because of the nightly occurrence. Could be from any time from 3 o'clock in the day, particularly around dinner time and on up till about midnight. Loud bangers, rockets. There's been a couple of houses have had fireworks put through their letterboxes in Palmerstown. One woman walking her six-week-old child in the park just behind us here, and a rocket landed just beside her. Sometimes they're being fired blindly from the laneways just up into the air, and the wind carries them. The fellas don't know where they're going, but they're landing where they shouldn't, on people's property and nearby other people.
In the past, in years gone by, you could buy these things in the city centre. They're not for sale there at the moment. Where are they coming from?
There's mixed reports about that, and I'm told it's a man with a van, not just one, but driving around communities and selling them out the back of a van. And we're asking people that if you see this happening, please ring your local guard station. And if you can't think of a number, ring 999, because people are getting hurt and people are being targeted with these.
You picked up the spent cartridge of one firework called a Hot 8, a kind of a Roman candle. It's almost a metre long. I'd imagine that there's a huge amount of explosive packed into that. And this is meant to be used as a Roman candle, which, as far as I know, you're meant to secure to a post in an upright position and then step a long, long way away. There's no sign of anybody having tied this to anything.
No, and the park we're in is littered with these things. It looks like people are just holding them in their hands and firing them off, because there are so many of them around there. I looked these up, actually, and you can buy them as a three-pack in the UK for £35 sterling. So a three-pack here is probably going to cost you about €40 for three of those. And there are dozens of them around the place, so they're not cheap. But the mystery is where are they being sold? You can buy them freely in Northern Ireland. They're not for sale in the city centre. I went and had a look. So, as Alan Hayes said, there's social media and a van or vans seems to be the source. But then I went around and I spoke to several people in the Palmerstown area. These things cause a huge problem for pets. It's a big concern for many people there. Many of the people there are elderly, and they told me about their nightly experiences.
I'm afraid they're shooting them against the back of the houses.
Okay.
And that really terrifies me. And last night, above all, they seemed to be going off in sequence. I was waiting, terrified, for the next sequence to come. But other than that, what can we do?
Elizabeth, tell me your experience with the fireworks.
Once the kids are finished school, they start from then up to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's horrendous. Dogs are petrified. Neighbours are petrified. I have a cat gone missing. that I have for 5 years, and we can't find her anywhere because the bangers are so bad this year. And they are launching them in the back lanes of the houses and at the backs of houses and people, and especially for the older folks that are on their own. It's petrifying.
Would you approach them?
I have done, and they launched a banger at me and the two dogs when I was out walking with them. And most of the kids from this, from the Palmerston area, they're actually not from this area that are launching the rockets and the bangers around the place. I just asked them, would they not launch them? That the animals are afraid, I said, and you get the verbal abuse, and then they square up to you. What can you do?
What would you like to see done?
More Gardaí in the area. We have no guard. Our Garda stations either Ballyfermot or Rowlandstown. They're very slow to respond. If they do come around the area, they come at the wrong hours. They come when it's quiet and peaceful, when there's people just literally out walking, but they won't come in the hours when they need to be coming.
They've been banging for the last 6 weeks, every night. And last night was really bad, and a little boy was hurt. We believe he lost the top of his finger. And the ambulance and the police and all, were all over there last night. It was very sad to think of it, but we are frightened, really frightened. I don't know where they throw them from, but you'd think they were in your back garden when they land, and the whole place lights up with them, you know, even up to 12 o'clock at night. We'd like the police to come while they're throwing the bangers, you know. And my grandson had one thrown at him down at the Oval. But it's very bad now, really bad.
Sean, tell me about your experience with the fireworks.
It's frightening, and it seems like when you hear the bangs, you feel that someone is throwing stones at your windows. It illuminates the sky, but people are afraid. And I'd like to know, where are they getting them things from?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be illegal.
Well, they've been going on for the last 2 months. You know, my dog's, you know, a little Jack Russell, and she's absolutely petrified. You know, every night she goes hiding, you know, because they're there. And then they can go on at any time of the day. And I approached them one evening, approached the young ones, but I asked them, could they move on? I said, my dog's petrified of the fireworks. And they says, you tell that fat wanker of a dog that we're only having a bit of fun. And these lads, I'd say they must have only been about 10 or 12.
These things, it died out for a couple of years. You couldn't buy them in town, but they're now obviously everywhere again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And last night, just down the road there, they're firing them up down the bottom, and another family approached them, and they were giving them abuse as well. You know, but they're only young kids. You know, I say the ones I approached were only 10 or 12, and they're looking at me as if I'm spoiling their fun because I asked them to move on.
Fergal, what more do you know about the injuries that teenager sustained?
Yeah, an 18-year-old boy you heard people refer to it today there. He apparently lost the tip of one of his fingers when one of these things went off prematurely. So I went then again with Councillor Alan Hayes to where that accident occurred, and we found the place still littered with the casings of several types of fireworks.
Yeah, we're looking at 2 8-shot cannons here. These are what people are hearing when the bangs go off in a timed succession. They light these and they fire boom, boom, boom.
That thing now is like not quite a metre long, but not short of it. And it's
almost like a baseball bat, the size of it. And these aren't the kind of thing that you can walk around with in your pocket. So they need to be seen walking through the streets with these. They wouldn't fit in a backpack. So people must be seeing something. And please, if you do, just notify the guards. And it's not about doing wrong to these young people, but it's about protecting them.
You had one kid who was injured last night. You saw something of it?
Yeah, so a young man from the neighbouring community in Ballyfermot, and a firework exploded in his hand, and he lost the very tip of his finger, just down to the bone. So that's quite a serious injury. That's life-changing. That, for the rest of his life, that's going to affect him now. And it's a life-altering injury. It is one of many that happens every year. And Dublin Fire Brigade warn us about it every year. And I really wish that young people and adults would take heed of that notice, because these things will maim you. And if you're unlucky enough, they will kill you.
Independent Councillor Alan Hayes. I'm joined now by the Chief Fire Officer for Dublin, Dennis Keeley. Dennis, I have, as I said, one of these eight-shot cannons in my hand now, or the spent cartridge of one that Fergal picked up. It says, standing sideways, light fuse at its outermost end and retire immediately at least 15 metres. Spectators must be at least 25 metres away. But we know that people are walking around waving these things in the air, having lit them. Would you ever hold one and having lit it?
No, Philip, I wouldn't. And certainly that's not the advice we would give. We certainly are seeing a dramatic increase this year on activity around fireworks. Reasons for that, as your previous callers said, are unclear. But certainly there's much more activity. I hear it now starting off in the city here as we speak. Unfortunately, this annual safety warnings that we give, we still have firework activity that ends in painful injuries for far too many people, and particularly young children, and that's almost an annual event. The injury figures support the advice that you should not be engaged in activity surrounding fireworks, and your previous callers there have given a litany of problems, community-based problems with people, pets, people with sensory impairment. And these are having horrific impacts on people, particularly at a time with COVID, where people are spending time in their homes, where they're already coming out of a lockdown and feeling very isolated. So we're asking people to really, you know, who are engaged in activity, to cease those activities. And for those people who may see it happening, to walk away and not get involved.
How often does it happen that call-outs to firework-related incidents ends up diverting you from more serious or potentially more serious fires?
Well, too frequently, Philip. The build-up to Halloween, which traditionally starts around this time, and it tends to build up, it started earlier this year, are the activity for the fire and ambulance service here in the city. We see it gradually building up to a crescendo on Halloween itself, which will be the busiest night of the year for us. We get a range of different incident types, ranging from fires, and they can be fires that are, one of your callers said there, somebody putting fireworks through a letterbox. That's extremely dangerous activity. And we do get fires in people's homes resulting from that. We get a range of injuries caused by the fireworks themselves, from lacerations, amputations, eye injuries, etc.
Dennis, we've been saying the same thing, though, year after year at this time of year. And one suspects that two old fellas like you and me talking about the dangers of fireworks on RT Radio 1 is just not going to penetrate the 10 and the 12-year-olds that Alan Hayes was talking about there, who are wandering around with eight-shot cannons in their hands. Is there any example from anywhere else in Europe that your colleagues follow that you would like to see the fire brigades embrace here?
Well, for a large number of years now, we've been running school campaigns for that age profile, where we do transfer the information around fireworks and the dangers of fireworks. And that's quite successful. Unfortunately, this year, access to the school programs hasn't been possible. I know Garda Síochána Conaill have a similar campaign, again, curtailed with the COVID outbreak. Well, I think we also have a range of joint initiatives around public awareness and fireworks. And I think one of the most critical improvements that we've seen over the years is the organised firework events, which took place across the city and county, and which were extremely successful. And again, unfortunately, this year, most of those firework demonstrations or events will be either cancelled or curtailed because of COVID-19. But I think we do watch for best examples of how we reach the target audience, I should say, and how we get those key messages to them. Social media, our Twitter, our Facebook, and we ramped that up this time of year with a level of success. But you're right, there's always a new cohort of young people who come along. It's a constant battle trying to portray those information and get that information across.
Okay. Chief Fire Officer for Dublin, Dennis Keeley, thank you very much.